the cloth or the rag that you use when you're washing the dishes.
Dish rag?
What about
or dish cloth?
Same thing.
Or wash rag?
All the same?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about when you're drying them?
Towel.
Okay.
Dish towel.
Okay. And say if you're taking a bath, the hand size one you might use to...
Washcloth.
And the big one.
A rag.
Okay.
The big one's a towel.
Okay. Say in your kitchen, right over your sink, the thing that the water comes out of, what would you call that?
You mean like water faucet?
Mm-hmm. What would you call the thing in your yard that you'd hook up a garden hose to?
Water faucet.
Okay. Say if you were working out on the road, maybe for the highway department, they have these portable water containers, and there's a thing on there that you can push or something.
Oh, it's a water spout.
Yeah. You ever heard people use the word hydra for any of those?
Well, I usually use hydra when I talk about fire hydra.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. Ever heard anybody use the word spigot for any of those?
Spigot? Water spigot? Yes, sir. Like if you're out in the yard.
In the yard?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But this expression, if it was very cold, you might say, well, it got so cold last night that the pipes
burst.
Okay. Say a long time ago, people were going to buy a lot of flour at one time. They might buy it in a
sack.
Okay. Or let's say if it was a lot of it, a thing with wooden staves. Might buy it by the... Well, you know, something that has wooden staves. And
what's a stave?
Kind of a wooden board.
Slider.
You know, you used to see...
Oh, a barrel?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
What about something that looks kind of like a barrel but smaller, that gunpowder used to come in?
Keg.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And talking about that barrel, those metal things that run around it, you call those the...
Bands?
Okay. Let's see. A long time ago, there was a fad. They had these plastic things everybody... You know, you put them around your waist and they go round and round.
Hula hoops.
Yeah, okay. Ever heard the barrel, things around the barrel called that?
Called hoops.
Okay. Say if a long time ago, if somebody wanted to buy a fair amount of molasses, or maybe today, any idea what that would come in?
Molasses? No, sir.
Okay, what about lard? You probably don't go around buying lard in large quantities.
No, sir. We didn't use lard in the restaurant. Would it come in a bucket or?
Okay.
I mean, I've seen it, you know, in large quantities, but I don't know what you'd call.
Have you ever heard people use the word stand that way, by stand of molasses, a stand of lard?
No, sir.
Alright. Say if your mother was bottling some kind of liquid, something that she would use so she wouldn't spill it all over the place.
A funnel?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And something that you would use if you were, had a horse, some horses hitched to a buggy that you'd crack around.
Way up.
You mentioned sack a minute ago for buying a lot of sugar. Say if you went to the grocery store and bought some things, the boy would put it in a